Bette Midler to Biden, kick Trump in the nuts during first debate for the 200,000 people he murdered. By BenQ on September 27, 2020. Far-left actress Bette Midler has urged Democratic nominee Joe Biden to kick President Donald Trump in the nuts during the first presidential debate. And Midler says Biden should pummel the president on behalf of the 200,000 people she says he murdered. "I have to say this to Vice President Biden, who is much more conservative than I, sir. On Tuesday night you will be going toe-to-toe with a stupid, but wily street fighter," Midler wrote on Twitter. "My advice is kick him in the nuts. And then do it again for the 200,000 people he murdered." Trump and Biden are scheduled to hold their first debate on Tuesday evening in Cleveland, Ohio, as the two candidates approach their final month of campaigning for the November election. In claiming that Trump has murdered 200,000 people, Midler is referring to the number of deaths in the United States as a result of the Chinese coronavirus, a pandemic that has affected the entire world. As of Saturday, health authorities have recorded 209,000 deaths nationwide, around 20% of the total global death toll. Midler has become notorious for her violent rhetoric against conservatives and the Republican lawmakers. Last month, the Coastal Elite star asked for the location of Senator Rand Paul's RKY, as he delivered his speech at the Republican National Convention. The comment was a reference to a neighbor of his who brutally attacked him while he was gardening back in 2017, breaking his ribs in the process. "Where's Rand Paul's neighbor when we need him?" Midler wrote, before questioning whether his neighbor beat him into a new person. Last year, the politician actress was forced to delete a Twitter post in which she suggested that someone within Trump's inner circle should stab him. "Maybe someone in his camp can gently give him a shiv. I mean, shove," Midler wrote at the time. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at bq@breitbart.com.